Welcome to Radio Rehab. I'm your host, Dana. If you'd like to email us, it's radiorehab@gotoproductions.com. That's gotoproductions.com. You can call or text 415-496-9511, even when we're not in studio. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's at Radio Rehab Dana. And you can also go to radio.rehab and read my blogs. This week, my guest co-host is Colleen R. Today, we're going to be talking about sponsorship because I have a lot of questions for her. She's got 32 years of recovery under her belt. And I need to know about sponsorship because I feel like I'm not good at it. I'm sure we can all learn a lot from Colleen's views on sponsorship. Let's hear it.
Welcome to Radio Rehab. Here's your host, Dana Keys.
The reason I wanted to have this conversation is because I feel like I'm inherently bad at it. The most I can get to is like a couple weeks, and then I'm either too easy on them, or I feel like I have this thing where I'm like, because you know I've run game on for so long, I was out there for so long, I was dishonest for so long that I kind of feel like I picked the right sponsor for me. I'm like, are you going to be honest with me? Obviously, I knew that before I even asked her. And she's like, oh, yeah. You know, and I'm like, that's right. That's what I wanted. And I'm like, I'll do whatever you say. So, like, when I get somebody who's like, yeah, can I don't really want to do it out. Can I not write it out? I just want to do this on my iPad. And I'm like, no, no, no. You can do it the way they did it in 1935. You know, and I feel like an 8,000-year-old man. But I'm like,
I love it.
I'm like, you can do it the way these people did it, who stayed sober, by the way. You know, and it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And also because I've been around so many times, there's one person I don't relate to. It's the person who just got here and has never been here. And they're not a relapser. They honestly just got clean at this age. I'm like, what's that like?
Right. Okay. So I always say to folks, first of all, I say sponsor is a verb, not a noun. It's an action. It's something that we do.
Okay.
It's not something that we are. So if you're not doing that thing with me, I'm not it for you. So because people have for years, lots of people are told to get a sponsor. So they go like, that's the thing. I got a sponsor and now I'm good.
Oh, that's
like
why
I graduated.
That's
right?
Why people say I have a sponsor and she knows she's my sponsor. That's why people say that.
I guess I haven't heard that one.
Oh, okay.
But in general, yeah. So it's an action.
Right.
So you have to be engaged in that action and that activity. Otherwise, it isn't a thing and you don't get to call me that thing.
Right, right.
Okay. So that's kind of where I start with folks. I was just told by somebody who's got, I think she's got 25 years now, that I was very strict.
Oh, good.
So that's kind of funny. She said I was funny and strict because on my birthday, people wrote to me.
Aww.
It was really cool. And so this person who, yeah, she said I was strict. So I don't know. I've always been a believer in really passing on what was given, so freely given to me. And so it's, for me, it's about my 12th step. It's not about what they get out of it. It's what I get out of it.
Okay.
So I do what was given to me. I tell, you know, you call every day. You have to know how to call before you want to drink or use because if you wait until after you want to drink or use and you've never done it before, you're never going to call.
Right.
So there's just a bunch of, you know all the stuff that you tell them to do.
Yeah.
And most of them, it won't stick. And that's okay. I mean, so, yeah, I probably sounded like a 100-year-old man, too.
No, it's awesome, though. But what do you say when they call you?
How was your day? What are you doing?
Oh, okay, because that's always the weird thing is I'm like, they're like, I'm calling because you told me to. And I'm like, yep,
so what'd you,
you
do
are.
Did you go to a meeting? Do you have a commitment?
Oh, right.
Because those are the commitments. Commitments in recovery were the thing that's the cement for me. Was having something to do. If I just go, I'm so socially awkward that if I just go somewhere, I don't know what to say or do. But if you give me a job, if I have to deal with that coffee or sell you a book or do the raffle, I was the secretary at like big meetings and all of that kind of stuff. If I have a job, I'm great. I'm golden and I'll always be there and I always show up. If you don't care if I come or go, then maybe I don't come. right?
Yeah.
So that was a really important thing. So anybody I sponsor, especially when they're new, pathetic, really having a tough time, you got to get commitments. You know,
yeah.
Yep, picking up. Well, I don't know that they still have the picking up cigarette butts.
They don't. It's so funny. I know they don't. I've been to a couple old school meetings. There's one in Sonoma, like the big Friday night meeting where I think they have a butt can and that's like a thing. But yeah, I remember butt can used to be a thing. There was always a butt can, but
not
so much.
When I got sober, you still smoked in meetings. So that, I mean, that's kind of crazy if you think about it. I mean, people still smoked inside businesses then.
Oh, yeah. Right? They didn't smoke inside businesses the first time I got sober. When I was in, like, I've been in treatment centers, like, in the one in San Diego, there's the Monday night meeting, and we smoked inside of a church.
Right?
Right.
Isn't that funny?
That's so,
can you think
I know.
About that now?
Now it's like, can you please walk across the street, down the street, make a left, and they're like, do not, it's so funny. It's like, they don't want you smoking to be, to reflect upon them. They don't want anybody to see you smoking. Go, oh, it's those program people. You know what
Isn't
I mean?
Isn't that funny?
It's so funny.
But anyway, so I'm a big believer in the commitments. So that's when somebody would call me. That, you know, how's it going? How's the commitment? You know, did you go? You know, whatever. And then usually people's lives are not going so well that are brand new. And so usually they've got a lot of drama that, you probably won't see at the same level of drama. You probably will say, well, you know, just keep doing what you're doing and you're going to be okay, sounding like the 100-year-old guy.
Right.
But it's true, you know. And so it's, I don't know. I again, just gave what was freely given to me. I used to do like the hotlines where people would call in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow.
No, times are different now. So now there's like chat rooms or what. I mean, I'm sure that
I'm sure they still have the hotline. It's just I think you have to have a landline.
I had a landline.
Well, yeah, well, but now nobody does. But yeah.
Right. Because back then there was no other option.
Right. Yeah. Because back then that's how you had to call people.
But it was really funny. I talked to this one woman who was wasted, and she'd call often wasted. Donna. And and I remember her clear as a bell. And so then one time I finally said, you know, the whole point of this is for you to call before you get wasted. And she told me later at a meeting that that was her aha moment. And it was crazy that that was her aha moment. So that's the thing. You never get to know when you're going to be able to be a vehicle.
Right.
You never get to know when you're going to be able to be that instrument that helps somebody have their aha moment or helps them be solid or whatever. You know, you don't get to know in advance. So when I hear those things, it was like, oh, that's so cool.
That is.
Right?
That's really awesome. That's crazy that that didn't occur to her. My sponsor would say that to me. I'm like, yeah.
Whatever.
Well, because she had so much time. I'm like, dude, you're the last person I'm going to call loaded. It's funny because I was so weird about, you know, like what I would call because I people when I was loaded all the time. But not people who I knew were clean and sober and going to judge me. But I did have one friend, very relaxed boundaries, and she never judged me. So I would call her at 3 a.m. But she's the only like sober person that ever got to hear my voice that late at night when I would call people like that. But I, my sponsor said to me, you know, you only call before. But she did this thing to me that then now I learned that also makes me feel like an old person is when I'm like, I'm getting all the drama and I'm like, okay, you can have one more minute to talk about him, you know, or her, whoever the drama is. And then I want to hear what you want to do about it. And I'm like, and then I feel like sometimes people have been like, God, and I'm like, that's what you need. Yeah. That's what I would want you to do for me. That's what my sponsor did. She's like, okay, 2 more minutes of talking about this and then we're going to get into solution or you got to call somebody else.
Yeah, like,
oh, good.
I think that's amazing.
I love that.
I think it's amazing. And if it doesn't work for folks, it's just not where they are. And that's okay. Like
right.
I said, I've had a million people kind of come and go. But then it's really amazing to get invited. I got invited to somebody's 20th birthday party that I was their first sponsor. How cool is that? You know, that's awesome.
That's really awesome.
And so there's only a few of those, you know?
Yeah.
And there were plenty of people that came and went.
Right.
But I still know that lady that was on the hotline.
That's
you know,
amazing.
I still
that
know
you
her.
Even met her in person. Like, because the hotline, like, she's just somebody on the other end of the
Marin
phone.
Marin County, small town. You
right.
know, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody knew everybody.
But you still know her. That
yeah,
is amazing.
I still know her.
That's
I don't
so
know
cool.
that she's still sober, but I still know her.
That's but so you know she's alive.
I do, and she's doing well.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, the other thing is I felt like, so like when I had my close friend started relapsing, and I feel bad because I know we used to talk to each other when we were fucked up on the phone all the time. And it's like, I had such a hard, do not call me wasted. You know what I mean? And I felt like a jerk for some reason saying that. But it's also like I have like a little over 2.5 years now. So when I had 6 months, it was too much for me to handle. It's like, I can't, like, I don't know if it made me want to drink, or it's not so much that it made me want to drink. It's just like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah. Like, I think that that's really appropriate.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay,
I think
good.
That's really appropriate. I think that, again, later when the most recent friend of mine that died, when she was calling me loaded and I knew she was loaded and she was lying about it, that was really hard.
Yeah.
Because there was the lying and do you call somebody on it? Because she's not ready. She doesn't want to be called on it. You know,
right.
That was hard. But if you put out a clear boundary of, you know, don't call me loaded, because that's especially if it's something you used to do with someone. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. Boundary.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Good. Okay, good. That makes me feel better about it, especially because, you know, like when somebody passes away, you're always like, what if? Oh, no. Should I have, you know, it's like, should I have taken those 4:30 in the morning phone calls, the last round of them? But then as somebody pointed out to me, he's like, no, because you would have been talking to his disease.
Yeah.
Like, what good would it have done him for you to talk to his disease?
No, that would not have been the thing that saved him.
Right. Yeah, she said that too. She's like, that wouldn't have changed where we're at right now at all.
No.
Like, I know, it's so funny how those thoughts come up. But one thing that's cool is he had a lot of friends who are not in recovery and they're not clean and or sober in any way. And I've been able to be like, oh, you don't have anyone in your life to tell you that it wasn't wrong of you to not answer the phone at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, I'll tell you. Like, no, it wasn't. Because if it were me, I would have talked to you about nothing and not remembered anything you said. You know, so that's been a really cool thing, too, is being there for, because when he kept himself away from the program people because he's smart, you know? He didn't want us.
He was protecting his usage.
Exactly. Like, he was no dumb addict. He was a smart. He was like, he didn't want us calling him on it.
Right.
So he kept us all, you know, the program people at bay. I had been both kinds of people in his life, so I was kind of in. But it's like his friends who are not in recovery and don't really understand the disease, like, that's been a really cool thing for me, is to represent that to the best of my ability.
Right. To share your experience and to be able to kind of help them maybe understand him a little bit better. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that felt really good. Like, that and being close to his family, like, feels really good to me right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that I've really gotten in recovery, is that how awesome it is to be able to be of service and the different ways you get to be of service that have nothing to do with, like, that commitment thing I've talked about before. That was how to help me feel safe in a meeting. That wasn't being of service. But the other ways of being of service and actually being able to be present for people as they go through stuff, that's pretty awesome, because that was not an option. That was not an option, crawling up under the freeway or hiding with the sleeping bag over my head, was not being present for another human being when they're having a hard time.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. And when my friend was passing away, I felt good about the fact that I could be there every day, and the fact that, you know, he was in a hospital and then at home on hospice, so I know he wasn't going to be loaded, you know, and just be there to be present for that person.
Yeah.
Like, felt like, I was just so grateful that I was able to do that.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, it really is.
And it's a weird thing, especially when someone dies, because you're sad and you miss them. But to be able to walk that journey with somebody, and I've been on the other side. I've been through that, where I actually was with people as they were dying.
Right.
And where they made their transition, and to be able to hold that space for them and be able to be with them is actually a really spiritual, cool thing.
Yeah.
Because it isn't about me. I don't get to pick when it happens or when it doesn't. So to be able to just be present for somebody is pretty awesome.
And
that is absolutely about recovery.
Yeah, that's a huge gift of recovery. I'm so glad I have a friend who... It's so funny. I feel like all the people that, like, I really look up to and respect have exactly 32 years. She also has 32 years. It's great. Yeah. It's so funny. People used to say, stick with the winners and stick with the women. And I used to be like the king of the young people crowd. You know what I mean? The meeting was outside the meeting. We were out there chain smoking, drinking Red Bull, staying up till 6 in the morning. Now I walk in and I'm like, who's old? Marge. You know, like, I just made that name. I'm not talking about anyone specifically named Marge. But I'm like, that lady's awesome. And that's just who I want to know. And like, that's who I've gotten the most from.
Yeah.
And it's been really cool. But so what I was saying, my friend who has 32 years sends a gratitude. She doesn't say, send me a gratitude list. She just sends one every night. And because of that, I respond to it every night. So I do a gratitude list every night.
Oh, nice.
And I've been doing it for over a year without realizing I'm doing it.
Nice.
Isn't that awesome?
That is really nice. Good. Way to go, Marge.
I know. That's a code day, Marge. She'll love that.
That's really good.
I love that. Special thanks to Colleen R. for being my awesome guest host this week. Be sure and check us out tomorrow when our topics will be the end of my run, which is, of course, that moment of clarity when we knew we had to get clean and sober. Keep coming back.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll.